Welcome to Enki, Tales from the Past. I am Mario Portella, entrusted with the task of guiding your understanding through the labyrinthine depths of this narrative. My fervent hope is to impart the essence intended for this episode, seamlessly aligning with the overarching narrative arc. In recognition of the complexity herein, I've embarked on the endeavor of crafting a comprehensive literary tome, enriching the saga with expanded lore, elucidating flashbacks and intricate details. You can embark on this journey by delving into the inaugural volume, Enki, The Beginning, Book 1, available on Amazon worldwide. Now, venture forth into the fabled realm of Atlantis and immerse yourself in the unfolding story. Enjoy today's episode.
This is Enki, Tales from the Past. This audio drama is authored, edited, and produced by Mario Portella.
My hands grip the craft's controls, knuckles white as I urge every last ounce of speed from its straining engines. The stark mountainscape of the Andes blurs past in a smear of gray and white. I have to get away as far and fast as I can, before they realize what I've done. What have I done? The question echoes relentlessly in my mind, a refrain of horror and self-recrimination. I went to confront Enlil to finally make him pay for his crimes, but it was never supposed to end like this. When rage consumed me, I lost control. Another being possessed my body, my fury becoming a wild animal snapping its chains. By the time my senses returned, Enlil lay broken and bloodied beneath my feet. Even now, I can scarcely believe what happened in that room. But the image haunts me, crimson pooling under my uncle's shattered form, the rage mounting from his staring eyes. My hands perform that violence, however deserved. What will Father think? How can I ever face him after such an act? I choke back a sob, fingers flying to encrypt the comms. I must warn Enki, though shame burns through me like acid. When encryption is complete, I begin recording my message. Father, I've done something terrible. I confronted Enlil at the Puma Punku compound with the intention of making him finally account for all of his reprehensible actions against our people. But the meeting took an unexpected and terrible turn. When I came face to face with Enlil, centuries of pent-up anger and pain boiled over inside of me. I lost all sense of reason and restraint. By the time I regained control of my faculties, it was too late. Enlil was bloodied in my hand. I stabbed him, Father. As I recount what happened, speaking those words threatens to shatter my fragile composure. As difficult as it is for me to put into words, in a fit of blind rage, I attacked Enlil mercilessly. I left his body gravely wounded, or perhaps even dead. I am still in shock over my own despicable actions, however deserved Enlil's punishment was. Please forgive me, Father, for this grievous act. I'm so very sorry that my poor choices have led to further unnecessary bloodshed and chaos. I'm heading out to the pyramids. Return safely, please. I squeeze my eyes shut, forcing myself onward. Ending the transmission, I slump back, shaking. However justified my anger, I am profoundly changed by what I have done. There will be a reckoning for this, but first I must protect my people. Setting course for the pyramids, I try to calm my spinning thoughts, but my mind spirals back, replaying those horrific moments on loop, my blade slicing flesh and bone. What have I done? I bury my face in my hands, surrendering to the racking sobs held back by sheer will. Grief and guilt churn inside me, a toxic mixture threatening to drown me. I need my mother now more than ever. Her gentle wisdom could shine light into this dark clawing at my soul. But my beloved Ninki is gone, out of reach. How I miss her guidance and comfort. In this abyss, I cling to memories of her embracing arms, her soothing voice. Mother saw the good in me when no one else could. Her faith gave me strength. I weep for the loss of her light now when I need it most. The instruments suddenly detect an anomalous reading, and proximity alarms blare to life. I quickly check the sensors. 5 unidentified vessels are approaching my position rapidly. Have Enlil's forces somehow tracked me down already? I prepare to take evasive action, adrenaline flooding my system. But as the ships draw nearer, something makes me pause. A familiar sensation stirs, like a half-forgotten song rising from the mists of memory. Could it be?
This is Danu of Athala, Ninki for the Anunnaki. Release ship command and identify yourself. I repeat, this is Danu of Athala, Ninki for the Anunnaki.
I gasp, heart leaping. Mother, it can't be. I must be losing my mind. Yet her beloved voice, unmistakable despite the years, resonates through my bones. Hands shaking, I open the comm channel. Mom? Is that you? I manage to choke out. Disbelief wars with aching hope within me. In my darkest hour of need, has fate or fortune conspired to return my mother to me? It seems impossible.
Inanna, you are flying that ship? How?
Oh, Mom, I so need you now. Her gentle voice replies, soothing my battered spirit.
We can talk soon. For now, follow us to Sanctuary.
Sanctuary. I gaze in awe at the sleek ships escorting me. Not ever have I witnessed such technological marvels. Who are these people my mother now serves? But those questions can wait. The sound of her voice is balm enough for my soul. I trail behind the strange vessels as they lead me through a shimmering portal onto a new course. And instantly, we traveled miles. The scout's engines strained to keep pace with my escorts, until finally I see the floating Marvel City. Glowing gold and white, this must be Atlantis my father told me about. My escort guides my ship into a spacious hangar where I land lightly, hardly able to believe my eyes. But nothing can eclipse the miraculous sight that awaits as I disembark on trembling legs. My mother, Ninki, just as I remember. Her arms open in loving welcome. With a cry, I run and fling myself into her embrace. Her familiar floral scent envelops me as I cling to her, half convinced this is some desperate dream conjured by my longing heart. I feel her slender hand stroke my head, just like when I was a little girl afraid of the dark.
My Inanna, forgive me for staying away so long.
I shake my head fiercely and hug her tighter, unable to form words around the knot in my throat. She is here, solid and real in my arms. The world that seemed to be crumbling away minutes ago is suddenly grounded again. At last we draw apart, though I keep grasping her hands, unwilling to lose contact even for a moment. My roiling emotions must show plainly on my face. Ninki's gentle eyes radiate compassion tinged by sadness.
You have suffered much since last we met, my child. I know you have questions. I too have several questions as well, my love. In due time. But for now, take comfort that I am here.
Her soothing presence washes over me like cool water, easing the ragged edges of my spirit. But underneath the joy, confusion remains. I still can't believe you're actually here. We all thought you lost forever. Where have you been all this time? What is this incredible place? Glancing around the alien hangar, I await the tale of her mysterious absence.
I understand your incredulity, Inanna. I can scarce believe our reunion myself, though I prayed for it often. There is much to tell of where I have been and whom I now serve.
She gestures upward through the transparent dome of the hangar.
Behold Atlantis, capital city of the Pleiadian Collective. Come, we have much to talk.
My eyes widen in surprise. I know little of these Pleiadians, but if they have earned her loyalty, perhaps they are friends to our mission here. More pieces click into place, though much remains unclear. Impulsively, I embrace her once more, tears of relief spilling down my cheeks. Ninki holds me close, letting me purge the last bitter dregs of grief at her absence. The familiar comfort of her arms kindles that oft-neglected spark of hope within my breast. The tribulations ahead seem less daunting with my mother's guiding light to lead the way. When the wave of emotion passes, I step back, wiping my eyes and smiling sheepishly. Forgive me, Mom, it's just, I've been through hell without you. Ninki touches my cheek tenderly.
You need never apologize to me, Inanna. I know the burdens you have shouldered alone since my departure, but we are together again now. If you will trust me, I believe I can help you find your way.
This is Enki, Tales from the Past. This audio drama is authored, edited, and produced by Mario Portella.